Speaking in Moscow Thursday, President Chavez denied that the purpose of his trip is to purchase Russian weaponry, but said his country must defend itself nonetheless.
We don't want war, but we also think the American empire will want to attack Venezuela, besides its everyday aggression. If there is an attack, like the ones over the past 100 years throughout the whole world, in Cuba, in Latin America, in the Caribbean, in South America, we are ready to die in order to defend sacred sovereignty of Venezuela.
The Bush administration offers up its own denials that it has any plans to invade Venezuela. Venezuela has already purchased billions of dollars worth of Russian rifles, helicopters, and military planes. Reports from Moscow quote Kremlin officials as saying Venezuela has also shown interest in Russian submarines and air defense systems. Before becoming president, Mr. Chavez was a paratrooper who led an unsuccessful coup attempt in 1992. In analyzing his actions as president, one must not lose sight of his military background, says Venezuelan professor and foreign affairs specialist Ana Julia Hatar.
President Chavez is a military man. He views politics as a war. With this trip, he is sending a message of war, saying, I am making preparations in case the United States wants to invade my country.
In Iran, Mr. Chavez will meet with President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, who has referred to the Venezuelan leader as his brother. Mr. Ahmadinejad is also a fierce critic of the United States. Hatar says the visit to Tehran, Mr. Chavez's second, is unprecedented for a Latin American leader.
It has no economic or social benefit for Venezuela. It has but one benefit, which is to further President Chavez's vision of a multipolar world in which he is the head of one of the poles.
On the streets of Caracas, some say it is only logical that Mr. Chavez keep the military strong. Andy Bermudez once served in Venezuela's Navy.
The armed forces must be complete with the arms it needs. Every country must maintain its armed forces in case of any eventuality or any conflict that may come.
Luisa Rodriguez has a different point of view.
I think instead of buying arms, we should be doing more to help our own people. There is terrible poverty in Venezuela. Some people have no clean drinking water, no electricity, and we should focus our efforts on those problems.
Massive oil revenues have given Venezuela's economy a boost in recent years, but even President Chavez says more must be done to combat poverty. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Caracas.